This episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast is brought to you by Arjuna Solutions. Arjuna uses its patented AI and behavioral economics technology to help nonprofits increase their direct response fundraising. It's easy with Arjuna. Learn more at www.arjunasolutions.com.
Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is the Nonprofit Snapcast coming to you from Cause Camp in the great city of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're not here, you are missing out. Across the table from me, I've got John Clintworth. John is a person who abandoned the United States to go live in Canada. We're both laughing about that. How are you, John?
I'm great.
You're the executive director of something called SportsWorks International NGO. Is that the whole name?
That is the full name. Thank you.
And what do you do?
It's a great question. I started out sort of as a grassroots nonprofit in the United States. I was teaching tennis lessons to children who came from less fortunate families. I was offering these services for free. Gradually, we added additional sports such as basketball and soccer. Then I started getting invitations from all over the world, people that wanted to partner with me. So we pivoted during the pandemic, and basically we've been supporting organizations around the world, primarily in Africa, South America, and in South Asia. So we're in approximately 20 countries around the world right now.
20 countries? Hold on. How long did this take?
So we've been doing this for 17 years.
Okay. And the international growth, was that always intentional, or how did that come together?
No, that was not intentional. Mm. That was actually organic. It just developed on its own. As I mentioned, I got invitations mainly through Facebook and other social media platforms from people who found us on the internet or these platforms. They wanted to partner with us. So I started communicating with them and vetting them and getting to know them. And then we decided with some of these organizations, we actually wanted to form a partnership.
So these are existing organizations that now have some sort of legal partnership with you.
That's correct. And I also want to mention, we typically, in our vetting process, we like to work with legal organizations in their own country. Like, these organizations are officially NGOs or nonprofits or charities in their own country. It's not a firm and fast rule where it's if they don't meet those standards, they are excluded. But it's something typically we look for.
Okay. So the Snapcast is about nonprofit management. We talk about tips and tricks and challenges and best practices related to what it means to run a nonprofit successfully. What have been your major challenges, your speed bumps? What are some of the things that you had to overcome as an executive director for your organization?
Those are great questions. And there are many, many, many challenges that come along with starting a nonprofit and keeping it sustainable and operational. Some of these challenges could be team building. Who are you going to onboard and get on your team? Because primarily we work with volunteers. So there are challenges like recruiting and retaining and training these individuals. And there are other challenges such as fundraising, like, where's the money going to come from to pay the bills? In our case, it's primarily been through bootstrapping and friends and family. We have received grants from foundations and from corporate sponsorships and individual donors. But the financial piece is always a challenge. I think also the fact that there are, I think, approximately 1.5 million nonprofits in the United States alone. And each one of these organizations is worthy in their own merits. And they're also seeking funding. So we're all sort of trying to create some space and separation. Like, what is unique about us? Why should a donor give to us as opposed to giving to another organization?
Yeah.
And those are really, really difficult challenges and need to be thought through very carefully.
Very perennial questions. As you start doing the work that you're doing in this country, you said bootstrapping. May I ask what your annual operating budget tends to be now?
Yeah, our annual operating budget is under $20,000 United States dollars.
And yet you're in 20 countries. That's crazy. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. $20,000. I have to ask, what does a partnership mean between Sports Works International NGO and any of these other entities overseas? What does that partnership entail?
Yeah, so the partnership involves primarily funding. Mm. I get the fact that it's almost laughable when you hear about a budget of $20,000, particularly when there are so many large established charities have been around for many, many years. But if you think about developing countries, $20,000, if you spread that money out among these 20 different countries, each of those organizations receives quite a bit of money in their own terms. If you convert those U.S. dollars into their own currency, it really does make a big impact on a very small budget. And that's what we're trying to do at SportsWorks International NGO. We're trying to attract other people that would go to our website, www.sportsworks.ngo, learn more about who we are, want to get involved, either as a volunteer or as a funder, and assist us in any way, because we have needs as a small nonprofit, because I can't do everything. I'm the founder and executive director. I've limited my abilities, and there are certainly some specialists who could help us out, and we're hoping we can find those people.
You mean you're a human? You can't do everything? You're not a superhero?
That is true. That is true.
Okay, John, so what's the secret? How do you float the thing? I mean, $20,000 a year isn't even enough of a salary for one person. How does that work for you?
Yeah, another good question. So my story is very unique. Mm-hmm. I was sort of just doing this with no intention of starting a 501c3 nonprofit. I just wanted to give back to my local community, which is in the greater Raleigh, North Carolina area. Because I had taught tennis professionally and some camps coming out of high school, I thought, well, I know how to coach tennis. Why don't I find some people in the Raleigh, North Carolina area that would like to have private tennis lessons, but their families could not afford them. Mm. So because I knew how to coach and I wanted to be able to give back, that's how we started. And then I actually met my wife through this organization. At the time I was single. My wife found me off a Christian dating site. She had taught in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and then was living in the greater Toronto area. So I decided that I was, after a courtship with my wife-to-be, that I would relocate to the greater Toronto area.
Uh-huh.
And we've actually benefited financially from the real estate market in the greater Toronto area. And I've had my financial needs met in other ways. So I'm in a sort of a luxurious position where I don't have to earn a salary to do what I do. I do it because I have a passion for the cause. I want to help people around the world. And I have found that my needs have been met without having to secure full-time employment.
Right. Okay. I get it now. Very cool. And just, it's still remarkable that you get to do that and reach out to folks across 20 different nations. Do they find you or do you find them?
Yeah, typically they find me.
Mm-hmm. And so that they're seeking funds from you? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Typically they're seeking funding from us. So we sort of pivoted to being kind of a grantor organization, mm-hmm. but we really want to be more than that. So we're not just an organization that does a one-off, one-time transactional gift to these other organizations. Mm-hmm. We're looking for long-term relationships. We're looking for sustainable development. We're looking to be able to prove impact and transformation in these communities around the world. And we do this because the boots on the ground are these existing partnerships that are in these communities. So there's a lot of teamwork. There's a lot of, this is what they bring to the table. This is what SportsWorks International NGO brings to the table. And collaboratively, working together as a team, we can make a bigger impact.
That's true. Very true. It's fascinating stuff. As you look at the future, what are the biggest things on your radar?
The immediate things on our radar right now are recruiting a team of volunteers who have specializations in marketing communications and IT, in fundraising development, who want to assist SportsWorks International NGO, as well as the fundraising piece. I mean, I'd like to not constantly bootstrap this for the rest of my life, just relying on the funds of friends and family. I'd rather be to attract a broader group of people that would like to partner with SportsWorks International NGO. And again, that could be individual donors or monthly recurring sustaining donors. It could be corporate sponsorships. It could be government and foundation grants or trusts. It could be any of those things. So we're open to all those different ways of improving and growing the organization.
Cool stuff. John, if someone wanted to learn more about you, find more about the organization, how do they do that?
Yes, again, I'd recommend, first of all, to go to www.sportsworks.ngo, which is our URL for our website. You're also welcome to contact me at john@sportsworks.ngo, and I'd be happy to respond back to you.
Excellent. Thank you, John. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you very much for inviting me to be on your show, Mickey. I really appreciate it.
It's good stuff. Thanks. Hello, this is Mickey Desai. Another episode of the Snapcast is at hand. I am at Cause Camp meeting all kinds of cool people. Right now in front of me, I've got Bryce Blossom, who is a market developer for Thrivent here in the great city of Grand Valley, or Michigan in total. Isn't that right?
Yeah, the whole state of Michigan. I'm primarily out of Lansing, Michigan, but I work pretty much all over the state of Michigan.
Okay, so out of Lansing, but Michigan in total is your footprint.
Yes.
So Thrivent, first of all, here's my first very general question. I think a lot of people have heard the name Thrivent.
Yeah.
But a lot of us don't know what exactly you do.
Yeah.
Can you educate me?
I'd love to. So Thrivent is a holistic financial advisory practice. We help organizations, individuals with their finances, whether that's helping someone retire or helping them get where they want to be throughout their life and throughout their path. It could be giving generously. Whatever that goal is for our clients, our goal is to help them live out the life that they've dreamed.
So your client is an individual and not a nonprofit?
It could be both. So we actually are a not-for-profit ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we have the really unique ability of understanding how nonprofits run and helping them with their organization reach their financial goals, right? Maybe it's retaining top talent, right? And well, how do you do that? Well, there's a couple different ways, right? You could do retirement planning. You could do benefits, right? All those different components to helping you run a successful nonprofit, keeping that top talent. Could be educating your donors on how to give generously, whether that's throughout the rest of their life, whether that's a monthly gift, right? Whatever that looks like to that individual donor or that individual organization, we can work with both and make sure they get exactly what they want out of their life.
On a personal note, how did you get into the business?
Yeah, so I started as a financial advisor 6 years ago, and I wanted to help people. My background's accounting, and I have this ability to look at other people's shoes. If you know accountants, they generally look at their own.
It's true. Yeah, that's funny.
I had the ability to really connect with people, and I love finance and just learning about it, and it's ever-changing. And so for me, it was just really more of a passion, and I wanted to help others get where they wanted to be to live their most amazing future.
So my most important question for you today is, what stock should I be buying tomorrow?
That's a great question. As long as you're diversified, I think you'll be good.
I'm kidding. Of course. That's just, okay. So this is pretty cool. I mean, you found yourself into a place where your efforts are actually benefiting nonprofits.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the nonprofit management side of things. Who are your primary clients? Is there a sweet spot for the kind of nonprofit you try to help?
There really isn't a sweet spot. That's a really cool thing about what we do. We encourage our advisors to find something they're extremely passionate about and then work with organizations that are like-minded, right? It's funny, too, because Thrivent, our corporately, is one of the largest non-governmental donors to Habitat for Humanity. But last year alone, our members or the clients, the individual clients that we work with, gave over $300 million away to churches, charities, and nonprofits of their choices.
Interesting.
And so for us, when it comes to that nonprofit management, it's really helping them understand what their passion is and how we can then align that to work alongside of that nonprofit to help them reach their goals as well.
Okay. So you provide some nonprofit management expertise along with the financial planning talent as well. That's amazing. So how many nonprofits does Thrivent touch in the course of a year, do you think?
More than I can count. because of how we're designed, it's really unique because our members help us determine what's important, right? And so we have a program called Thrivent Choice where our members get to give most of that $300 million away, right? And there's a list that you can get on. You basically just have to prove you're a 501c3, right? And once you're on that list, you're out there nationally. People all over the country can give to it.
So, but correct me if I'm wrong here, Thrivent is not a simple donor advised fund.
No. Okay. We can help with donor advised funds. We can help with endowments. Yeah. We can help with all of that. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Snapcast, our audience is nonprofit managers, nonprofit leaders. Yeah. There could be board members involved. You tend to see a lot of nonprofit traffic. As you're working with those nonprofit organizations, what do you think that their major challenges are as you get to see them?
Yeah, a lot of times it's donations, right? Getting money into the organizations, whether that's into, and my accounting background is in nonprofit accounting. So it's getting it into the general fund, right? Those designated funds are good, but when people give, it goes directly to what that designation is.
Right.
And so the trick is, how do we get more money into the general account or whatever that account is? And so for us, it's okay, how can we help educate their donors, right? Whether it's through an endowment or giving monthly to their general fund, right? Mm-hmm. So then the board and the executive director can make the decisions of where that money needs to go to help the vision of the organization long term. And that's absolutely something we get to help with.
Very cool. Very cool. What advice would you have for nonprofit managers out there? I mean, there are obviously other things that they should be looking at before they call Thrivent. What ducks do they need to have in a row before they call you?
Yeah, that's a great question. They're really, the biggest thing is making sure that they have a clear mission and vision, right? And after that, we can help, right? We can help determine what route do we need to go to get donors to give and what's the best way for them to give, right? It's a two-way street.
Do you help with the messaging as well?
I don't. Thrivent has some really interesting verbiage out there for nonprofits. We also have a Thrivent charitable arm, which my friend Ben is here. He works specifically in that area. He's a recovering estate planning attorney. So he definitely knows the legal verbiage to use.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm asking because, a lot of nonprofits get to a point where they're like, okay, we need to add planned giving. We need to, we need to change the message and do these things. But I don't know a lot of development officers who have the bandwidth to adequately plan and execute those things. So I was wondering if Thrivent picked up any of that slack for the nonprofit.
Yeah, we can. And that's where working and coming in and doing workshops, educating your volunteer base, your donor base, that's the best place to start. Mm-hmm. And because those are the people that are bought into the organization already. Mm-hmm. And then helping them see, oh, not only can I give of my time, I can also give of my treasures that I may or may not need in the future.
Right. Okay. We're almost out of time. As you think of client nonprofits or even non-client nonprofits out there, what parting words of advice would you have for nonprofits as they continue to move on their daily, mission and vision practices? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I would say keep going. As a business owner, I understand completely how hard it is day in and day out. And don't be afraid to ask for help when it comes to raising donations, working through some of the financial side, retaining top talent, because that is definitely something across the country that everybody's struggling with. There's a labor shortage, and we need to make sure that we're attracting people from an employer standpoint, but we also want to continue to attract people as volunteers and as donors as well. And meet people, shake hands, kiss babies, as I like to say. I'm a dad of three. So.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah.
The thing I wanted to ask you, though, is the obvious question, what's in it for Thrivent? How much do you cost and what's your revenue model?
Yeah, great question. It really depends on our advisors. So there's three ways that our clients work with us. The first way is through financial planning and advice, and that could be a monthly fee, an annual fee. If we help manage assets, right? So it could be an endowment fund. It could be just extra money sitting on the sidelines that is sitting in a bank account earning nothing. There's different ways that our advisors can help make sure those dollars are earning properly. And then the last way is through life insurance and making sure that our clients are set. So if something were to happen to them, their worst day in their family's life happens, that not only are their family taken care of, but also the organizations they care about.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Good stuff. Bryce, if someone wanted to contact you and learn more about what you do, learn more about Thrivent in general, how would they how would they find you?
Yeah, the best way is you could send me an email. It's bryce.blossom@thrivent.com. They can also call my cell phone. It's 810-625-6177. Even though I'm here in Michigan, I'm well connected throughout the country as well. So I'm 100% certain we have someone in their area.
Got to be, Bryce. Thanks for taking the time, Bryce.
Yeah, thank you, Mickey. Pleasure.
This episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast is brought to you by Arjuna Solutions. Arjuna uses its patented AI and behavioral economics technology to help nonprofits increase their direct response fundraising. It's easy with Arjuna. Learn more at www.arjunasolutions.com.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.